Trouble with Time, Episode 2.
This is the tunnel I saw the light at the bottom.
We'll keep going even further.
All right, but I said I'm only going as far as the light.
What does that mean?
The groaning sound I told you about.
Knows we're here. I told you we shouldn't have come.
No,
It's miles away.
I'm telling you this is a bad idea, Doctor.
Just a little word.
Doctor, it knows we're here.
Listen, the sound is getting closer.
Now listen, Tristan.
Just a little further.
Trust me.
The light.
Look, the light.
It's coming this way.
Just a little further, Tristan.
No,
run. We still have time. Quickly.
Just a little further.
What?
Doctor! 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 Are you all right? Doctor! 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 You're alive!
Am I? Yes, I guess I am.
You're lucky to be alive.
I don't think so, Tristan. You see, that creature could have killed me if it wanted to. No. Someone or something stopped it. I saw the intent in its eyes just change. No. There's definitely something controlling that creature.
You're hurt.
It's only a scratch.
So what did it look like? The creature?
I didn't really have time. I was too busy trying to place a sonic tracking device on it.
Sonic tracking device? Are you mad?
No. But if we can track the creature, then maybe we might be able to find out who or what is behind it. First things first. We need to get back to the TARDIS. I want to try and find out a bit more about the structure of the planet and the sun. We can track the creature, man.
Here's your pack. We need to head back down this tunnel.
Then let's go, Tristan. The sooner we find out what's happening on this planet, the better.
I swear this is where we left the robes.
It can't be. Are you sure it's not down that tunnel? It looks very similar. Perhaps we took a wrong turn somewhere.
No, I'm positive this is the right one. Look, over there, there's some marks in the ice.
They look like some kind of tire mark. Did your exploration team have vehicles down here?
Yes, but only further down in the caves. We had to walk to the central plexo, where we met at the start and end of every day. That's where we had all our equipment and vehicles.
Shouldn't we head there, then?
Afraid not. All the equipment just vanished. Vekka, our missions planner, reported back to us that all the equipment, all the tools, had just disappeared.
Then it's even more important that we find this way out. We'll keep walking in this direction. There's bound to be an exit somewhere out there.
Okay then, Doctor. Doctor, did you hear that? There's someone alive there. Come on.
No, Tristan, wait.
We can't just do nothing. They might need help. Come on, Doctor.
No, Tristan, it might be a trap. We can't take that chance.
I'm going to help them. I'll be back soon.
Don't go. Trust me, Tristan, this is a bad idea.
Hello?
Hello?
Tristan, come back. It's a trap.
Very good, Doctor. Instincts serve you well.
What the? Who are you?
We are the Zard. We have traveled across space to get here. Our planet is dying. We learned from a spaceman that this planet has regenerative properties. We will harness those powers and give life to our planet once more.
But what will happen to this planet?
It will be destroyed.
How can you say that with no feeling whatsoever? If you destroy this planet, any life here, no matter how small, how insignificant, will cease to exist.
A small price to pay for a whole civilization.
At the cost of another. This planet had inhabitants. They have all bar one disappeared, vanished. And the only thing we can link to the disappearances is that creature of yours. What happened to all those people?
They had their uses.
Tristan! What's going to happen to Tristan? What's down there?
The Zarek. Your friend is going to feed him.
What do you mean? Get your hands off me! What do you mean?
The Zarek will remove any unwanted visitors to enable our tests to run swiftly.
Tests? What tests?
Enough now, Doctor. You tire us. Soon you will join your friend, and soon this planet will be ours.
No! Get your hands off me! Tristan!
Seize him.
Trista! Hello! This is a bad idea. The doctor was right. Doctor! 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 Let go of me! What are you? Doctor! Doctor, you're all right. Yes, I'm fine. Apart from a little concussion. Well, I'm glad to see you in one piece. Thought you were lunch for that creature of theirs.
You were right, Doctor. Sorry, I should have listened.
No, Tristan, I'm sorry. You did what you thought was right. You're going to risk your life to save someone. You are indeed a very brave young man.
Doctor?
Yes, Tristan?
Why are we hanging upside down?
Good question. Tell me, can you move your legs?
No, they're frozen solid in this ice.
Just as I thought.
we're human stalactites!
Doctor, it's not funny.
Right you are, Tristan. We must get down. It's no use. Can you reach into my pocket?
Hang on. Doctor? What's a half-eaten apple doing in your pocket?
Is that still there?
Ah, is this it?
Jackpot! Very good, Tristan. Now, press that button there, and point it on the ice at your feet.
Ow! What is this thing?
It's called a sonic screwdriver. I'm hoping to get a new model when I eventually return home to Gallifrey.
Gallifrey?
Yes. My home planet.
Oh, yes. You're a Time King or something, aren't you?
Not quite. A Time Lord, Tristan. Time Lord. Now kindly pass me the sonic screwdriver, would you?
Catch!
Careful, Tristan! It's worth 15 million Dectarian Raffits. Oh. Right. Now the guards went down that way, so I figure it would be best if we went down these tunnels here.
But they lead deeper into the cave network.
I know. But the guards will know we have escaped, and they won't hesitate to finish the job if they catch us next time. So maybe we can lose them in these caves.
All right. Actually, Doctor, come to think of it, I think there is an opening somewhere down there. Yet, there's a steep incline. If we can get there, we might be able to find our way out.
Good man, Tristan. Right, let's go.
Are you sure about this, Tristan? We've been going down for about a mile now.
I'm positive, Doctor.
Just a little further.
Trust me.
Very funny, Tristan. Very funny.
Who's there?
Go away. Leave me alone.
Vecca! You're alive! Doctor, this is Vecca. He was part of the research team. Vecca, it's me, Tristan.
Tristan?
Tristan! Oh, thank God. Help me. They're murderers. They killed them.
It's okay, Vecca. We're on our way out of here. Come with us.
No! They'll find us. Kill us!
If you stay here, they will certainly find you and kill you. You would be much safer coming with us.
Who's he?
He's the doctor. He's a friend. He's going to help us get out of here, Vecca.
Have you any food?
Only a half-eaten apple, sorry. I have some food back in the TARDIS.
TARDIS?
The TARDIS is the doctor's ship.
Shall we press on, then?
Yes, come on, Vecca, we're nearly there. Doctor!
Shh!
Listen.
Quickly! They're on to us!
Look, up ahead, there's the incline. We're nearly out.
Hurry, I can hear them. We're going to die.
No, we won't. Quickly!
There! The exit! We made it, Doctor!
I'm tired. My legs.
Come on, Vecca, we're nearly there. We're super safe.
They're right behind us, Doctor!
They're shooting at us!
Hold on to me, Vecca. We're nearly out.
Just a few more feet. Here we are.
Leave it so soon, Doctor. There is only one way out of these caves. Death.
Episode 3. Coming exclusively to Doctor Who Online in October.